Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we are discussing more Run BTS episodes 45 to 51. Starting with episode 45, this is where BTS compete against each other to make the best coffee. And at the start, Lorraine guessed which member she thought was going to win. I actually didn't, because I accidentally saw who won this episode when I was planning the episode. Lorraine, you guessed Sugar. And to be honest, yeah. I think Sugar would have been the member I would have picked as well.
Yeah, I just thought, I've heard him mention coffee before. He seemed into it. So if you're into it, you got to be good at making it, right?
In this episode, at the start, the members hear the history of coffee and how it's made and drank as well, don't they?
Yeah, the best way to taste it.
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of wine tasting, because they're told like about rolling it round on their tongues and having like two sips to make sure they get the flavour. And I didn't know coffee took that intense tasting.
Well, I'm not a fan of coffee, neither.
No, I think we've said before. I think we said it when we talked about the coffee.
I think we did, yeah.
Song.
I have tried coffee before and I went through a small phase of liking it, but not the really strong coffee.
Well, the only coffee I kind of like, I wouldn't say I love it because I don't drink it all the time, but I've had it more than once, is a mocha. And I get the instant ones that you make up, so they're very weak, not strong, yeah. Coffee flavor. I'd never have anything with actual like coffee beans. Like what they're having is espressos and stuff. I think that's too strong.
It's too strong for me. So a lot of the coffees what they were making today, I hadn't actually heard of any of them.
No, I hadn't heard of any of them. In the end, the ones that they all made, they all kind of remind me of really fancy coffees, like a cocktail.
They looked really good though. It made me feel like, yeah, I wanted to try it. I just couldn't see myself liking it.
I actually asked Chloe if she knew if all the members liked coffee, because I couldn't recall. And just at that minute, they said V didn't like coffee, which I thought was really interesting. I actually wouldn't have guessed V as the one not liking coffee.
I thought the teacher seemed very friendly. He was always smiling, looked very into his work.
Yeah.
You could tell he was enjoying himself. And so were the members. They were very impressed and interested with what he was saying.
Well, I think even Jimin commented how into it RM was, and now RM was like, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I was just surprised how much there was to go into in the depths of coffee, because well, at first we didn't know, are they making it like entirely from scratch? But it was obviously just making the espresso on the machines and then mixing up, like I said, like a cocktail looking coffee.
My first thought would be that that's way too easy.
Yeah.
But it actually looked really tricky.
Well, they were saying it was really hard. A lot of the members were saying like parts of it was really hard to do.
I think it was because a lot of the coffees, they had to make like layers, and if you didn't do it right, it all mixed.
Yeah.
Before they did their competition, the members each first practiced making a coffee.
I think they practiced it just an espresso shot.
Was it the espresso?
Espresso shot first. I think they all had to do that, and then it was steam the milk. Because I noticed all of their drinks, all of their coffees had add like two shots of espresso or one shot of espresso or the milk. So I think that's why they practiced making that.
They hurried through the last three members though, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, all three of them were up there together. Was it RM, V and Jin?
Yeah.
And also in this episode, Jin is dressed as Cookie.
Oh yeah.
Which
and they all were pointing out how cute
his tail was. And I thought it was good. But he didn't wear his Cookie hat all the way through. Like when Sugar was dressed up, he kept it on the whole time. What crossed my mind was how impractical it was for Sugar, because they were doing more of a like moving around thing. And this was just coffee making. So I think Jin actually could have kept it on. Or maybe it's just too hot in the kitchen. I don't know.
Do you know when they made the heart shape on top of the...
Yeah, so that was with the steamed milk.
Okay.
It was Jin who first practiced this. And I remember because when he got told to pull the lever, and it makes this noise. I've heard this in the coffee shops before. It always annoys
like
me.
Like steam comes out.
Yeah, it's really loud. You can't hear anything of it. He jumps back and kind of falls down, startled by it. So I'm guessing he... Well, I don't know how he could not be so familiar with it, because like I said, I've heard it in loads of coffee shops I've been in, and I don't even order coffee.
Maybe it just took him by surprise in the moment.
But then he gets into making it, and yeah, then they pour that in to, I think it's the latte, because isn't that how you decorate a latte?
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
I'm sure I've heard of this before. I'm not into coffee, so don't quote me on it.
Yeah, I'm
but I think it's that one that they mix in and they have the decoration. I think lattes always have some kind of like,
they always
decoration
look really
from
nice.
The milk. Either way, it was a coffee where they were adding the milk and they had to pour it straight into the centre and it would form like a heart. They all had their own go at pouring it in to make the shape.
I think the only member who came close to creating a heart was V. I thought it was sweet because they were saying how good V was and he just looked really impressed with himself.
A lot of them were really all over the place. I think our remember stood out to me.
Yeah, he just tipped it.
I don't know if he even said at the end it was like a volcano or something. Yeah, he didn't go slow at all. No technique. I don't know if he was really trying.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because he was going slow to start with and then it just all went
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it just went in. But a lot of them, yeah, they just didn't get the shape. But that's when I started to think it must be a lot harder than I realised to make.
I think you need
coffee.
A very steady hand with it. Then they do the competition. All the coffees have different flavours, am I right with that?
Yeah, they're all different flavoured coffees, different types. They actually decided at the beginning, they pulled out random folded up paper and they gave them their coffee that they had to do.
Out of all of them, I thought that Gin's looked the most trickiest. He seemed to have to add more layers to his, and I think he had to use the machine, you know, what they practiced on. I don't think every member used that, did they?
I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't sure whether they just cut it, because like Sugars, I'm certain he had to use it. And he had an espresso in it.
Mm.
And I even saw him with the espresso put in, but you didn't see him use the machine.
It was cut then.
And so that was when I started to think they might have trimmed it, because this is a one episode.
Yeah, that could be a possibility, because Jim was one of the first, wasn't he?
Before every member made their coffee, it did come up with their ingredients and instructions on how to do it. But obviously, me and Chloe never really thought that goes really fast. But I did see a lot of members, like I said, had to put an espresso shot in. And that was what they made on the machine. So I assume that they did have to do it.
It would make sense, really, actually, thinking about him.
But I'm pretty sure they did, but you just didn't see it. And I'm assuming it's a time thing.
Mm.
But with Gin's, well, I'm pretty sure he was the only member who had like a, well, I'll say a garnish on top. It looked like a cream
on top.
Yeah,
it just looked like there was more to his when it was completed.
And I also think that RM, he went first and his was very different than a lot of the rest of them. His was actually in like a proper cocktail glass.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like a coffee colour. I don't think he had layers. It made me think Gin's looked more technical. But then a lot of the other members, I think Sugar had layers and I'm sure Jungkook had layers.
I know that Sugar had a lemon one because they were really interested in that one. They wanted to try it at the end.
But Sugar did his really quickly. He didn't seem to fuss around at all. But I think all the members did it really well. They all seemed to be really wanting to concentrate and trying really hard to make their coffee well. At the end, I did all think they all looked good.
It was the teacher who judged it as well as manager.
Yeah, I think
someone.
They said a manager try because we saw one of their faces.
Yeah.
And the teacher, and I'm guessing they came up together. I think this must have been a really hard job though, because I was thinking, doesn't it also depend on your own coffee preference? I know he's a teacher, so he's familiar with all the coffees. And he said he was going by, like, looks and taste and everything overall. But you still have to have your own personal preference.
Yeah, and the
bit.
Other thing that crossed my mind was RM went first. His coffee would be cold by the time it came to taste,
oh,
in it, wouldn't
true.
It? And I would more prefer a hot coffee than a cold coffee.
But saying that, Jin, I think he was, like, second
or
something.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And he came
first. So they
first,
obviously
so.
Don't mind a cold coffee.
But I'm assuming he did do fair judging. I'm not saying, like, it was favouritism. I'm just saying, if it was me judging it, I would just be leaning a little bit towards the coffee I preferred the most. I think it would taste better. But he was very professional.
And also, like you said, he'll know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he does.
And so, yeah, Gin was the winner.
He gets given a prize. I assume that's a load of coffee, wouldn't you guess?
I think it was.
And he bows down and knocks it with his cookie hat. The one time he has the cookie head on. I was saying
just
before,
get in the way.
Yeah. I don't think it would have been in the way as much in the kitchen, though, when he was doing it. Yeah, the one time he has it on, he does cause a bit of an obstruction with it.
And another time you don't predict that Gin's going to win, and
yeah, I said
wins.
That to Chloe. It's just typical. I try to stick on my bias, and he doesn't win, and then I go against my bias, and he wins.
Now on to episode 46. This is where BTS learn to make pottery. They also have a teacher here showing them what to do. He doesn't really go into a lot of details, unlike the other teacher.
He's more there in the background helping them all out to keep control of their pots.
Yeah.
And actually there ends up being two of them helping out as well. I think because it's quite chaotic at the beginning when they first get going.
Yeah, they're all kind of struggling a bit at the start.
Well, I do think that looks hard, though, that turning table. I've always thought that when I've seen them in the past, that they look like they could easily go out of control.
Yeah, you asked me if I'd done this before, and I have memory of making pot out of clay. I even remember having it, like taking it home and painting it, but I have no memory of making it. It would have been at school, but I really don't have any memory. I'm pretty certain we didn't use like those turntables, like that.
I think it would have just been like moulding it like Play-Doh, really, and then just decorating it. But yeah, I can't help but think, yeah, we might have done some at school, and I can't really remember though.
It's never been something I've ever wanted to try though, personally. I don't know about you.
No, I'm not into pottery. I don't collect it. I don't have it around the house or nothing. So I don't know what I'd do with it. And just the look of what you do with it, I don't know, it just doesn't appeal to me.
No, me either.
Nothing about it. I like art stuff, but just not so much that. I don't think I'd be very good at it, to be honest.
No, me either.
I think I'd lose control like a lot of the members did. A lot of them, as they were moulding it, like they would like kind of pull off the top of the clay, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it definitely looked hard. But I thought that RM, he was the one who caught my eye at the start. He was looking the best, in my opinion, to begin with, what he was making. I think he made three at the start, and I thought all three of them looked very good. You could tell what they were.
Yeah, the first thing he made, I definitely think it looked really smooth and really neat, like a kind of pot, small pot. But I know at this point, all the members were mostly talking about V being very focused.
Yeah, and he was really very focused. He was very pottery. Quiet.
Yeah, he was definitely the most quietest, and seemed like he was really getting on with his work.
I felt sorry for him because I really believed that he wanted to do well. He was really like trying. I think he wanted to impress everybody. But in the end, I don't think it was going his way, because a lot of the pieces he made, they were very unique pieces.
He made the most out of all the members. He made six pieces, although I think in the end they'd narrowed it down a little bit. But yeah, they were all quite different. They weren't really pots.
No, he said one of them was a camera lens, and it did look like a camera lens.
I think he just maybe got into the whole freestyle of doing what you wanted, because they could make whatever they wanted to make. But personally, I thought the members who made the pots, I actually think they look quite good.
Me too.
Because I think J-Hope also made, well, more of a jug, because he had a handle on
his. And I actually J-Hope surprised me.
Really good. Yeah, he was one of the members who seemed like he was in chaos.
Yeah, he did.
A lot of the time.
He and Sugar seemed to be struggling a lot at the end. Sugar was using a lot of clay. His kept breaking all the time.
They kept mentioning about that they probably surpassed the amount of clay you're supposed to use.
But then the finished result looked really good. Same with Jongkook. I did think he was getting into it more near the end. He was getting a technique more, and was getting more of a shape with his stuff.
But I thought, again, he was one of the members who seemed really, like, focused.
Yeah.
Like, V, I also thought he was quite quiet. There was, like, J-Hope was making a lot of noise. And Sugar, even though he wasn't obviously shouting as much, I felt like he was also making it known
he was struggling. He was a lot louder in this episode.
I thought on that side you could tell that they were struggling. And Jin as well, he was very loud, laughing and messing around with his clay. But with Jongkook and, like, V, for instance, and even Jimin, actually, I felt like they were a lot more quieter. I know Jimin did have a lot of comments. He seemed like he always is really interested in it. But yeah, I don't really remember him much from Jongkook.
I just remember him saying that he was getting a technique now, and that he was getting better at it.
His did look good in the end, too, though. Jim made me laugh the most, though, because he made this, well, I don't think intentionally, but as he was spinning it round, he ended up spinning it really, really tall. And everyone was saying it was like,
and then he lost control.
He couldn't get it down. And I think he was just making a sheer mess of it. And I think he also made more than one piece. But what he showed off in the end was a large plate.
Yeah, and I don't recall him making this. Do you?
Oh, yeah, I did. It wasn't what he was making at the beginning. I think he made it right near the very end.
I was thinking you might have noticed in your bias.
It was also when J-Hope, they kind of made it around the same time, because J-Hope also had like a flatter plate. and I think they were kind of shown together, but Jin's was shown as much larger. But that seemed to be his main piece now, and I think that might have been like a last ditch attempt or something. I think he had a bit of help with it as well, because as he was doing it, it was going quite nice, but at the very end kind of like bent a little bit at the edge. But I can't remember if it came out like that.
I remember the very end result. I'm not sure about the end result, but yeah, it did when it was still clay.
But I can't remember when they were all like finished on the table, if I could see that, because they showed them all, but just like all of them all together.
I wanted to have a good look at all of them.
Yeah,
really,
me too.
Because they did look really good, the finished result. We were both surprised, because I wasn't really sure what I expected the finished result to look like, but what? It wasn't that.
When they finally showed them after, it takes 2 weeks afterwards, they were all shining white.
Yeah.
Gleaming pottery. I don't know whether they put a polish on.
I had it in my head it would still kind of look like clay.
Me too.
Because when J-Hope said he was going to use his bowl for cereal, RM was making his, and I was thinking, well, I don't know if I would use like clay as a cereal bowl, but I understand it
when
now
I think about it. In the background of the studio, all the pots were white like that.
All the stuff
in the background that I assume was made by the professional. But I just thought that's because that's a professional. I just was really taken back.
I felt really sorry for Vivo near the end when they were all showing their final pieces. V must have accidentally turned on the spinning device and he lost every single item, I think. There was one that was saved, and then that went
at the
end.
And then that went afterwards, yeah, and they all fell on the floor. And I think they did get a little bit squashed. But still, they did come out all right, considering. I think someone said that's why you should turn the machine off. I was really taken back when that happened. All the other members found it hilarious.
Especially Jin and Jungkook.
I just felt so sorry for it. All that hard work he had done. And the other thing that we saw them do in between making it and then the outcome was the decorating. And I was just surprised. I think RM was the only one who really did bold decoration. Mm-hmm. I know Sugar said he did some signatures on his, like his name and Jimin, and I know J-Hope had a little pattern, but most of the other members to me looked quite plain.
Yeah.
And that was what I was expecting, like, more of the decoration. And that's where I actually thought the colour came from, like the white. And that's why I was really taken back. RM had, like, colour wrote his name and J-Hope's name. And I think on another one, did he have spots or something?
Yeah, he did. He definitely the most was colour the main one to paint. Do decoration.
Yeah.
I think one member said that they were going to leave it how it was. I can't remember who that was. But I thought they were joking, first of all, when they said that. But a lot of the members seemed to just keep it how it was.
Jimin was being rushed when he was decorating. And I know he did have also some colour, because he had like a rose that was painted. But it just seemed like when they were counting down the time, I thought more members had done decoration. And then it turned out like hardly any of them had done decoration. And I was really surprised at that.
The professional at the end, he said that he liked Jimin's bowl and RM's bowl. They were his two favourites.
I really did enjoy it. I like watching how the clay came out, and I'm glad that we saw the end results after 2 weeks, because Chloe actually said we weren't going to see it.
Yeah, I forgot.
She almost didn't show me. She had to turn it off and I had to ask her. So luckily we did see it. But I think that was important to see that part too. But the only thing I wish I knew was a little bit more about the process, because I was still not sure, like I said, how it became so shiny.
No, it kind of needed, like, with the coffee, in the detail at the start.
That was the only thing, in my opinion, that I think would have been more helpful, considering that we've never done pottery. We don't know anything about pottery. I guess it doesn't matter too much. It just would have been nice to know. But I liked how the members, like, they always do get enthusiastic about it. And I think they all did a really good job, because I actually do think every single member had a good piece.
Yeah, I really liked V's one with the handle.
Yeah.
That was an idea I'd never think to
do. Well, that was getting comment. I can't remember who was commenting on that, but when it was back when it was just clay, they were saying about how it was flimsy.
But
he was holding up with something. And I was curious as to whether that would stay up.
That was a clever design, I think.
Yeah, because there was risk that they would, like, break or crack in the oven. But they all seem to have came out.
Now on to episodes 47 and 48, which are in two parts. And these are the episodes where BTS act as residents of BTS Village and must protect the town by working out who are the imposters from the neighbouring village. Very quickly, I suspected it was Jimin from the neighbouring village, because I just thought that he was being too vocal, and we learnt later on that he was given the hint by the odd numbers, to spread this odd number to throw people off. The odd numbers were the houses where actual, not imposters, were RM.
Yeah.
Who were they again? Yeah, RM, Jin, Jungu and J-Hope. So he was trying to set them up straight away. And I just thought he was just really going on about this too much. And I just thought it was odd behaviour. But no one else seemed to pick up on this.
Saying that, though, at the end when they voted, he had 5 votes.
Yeah,
and
true.
That surprised me because they didn't really say it too much. Oh, but then again, actually,
there was a hint
was from
that
the lockers.
Was found, from the locker. I think that's what ended up, like, giving him away.
Yeah.
I don't think they suspected him at the start when he was being a bit vocal.
June
was very quick to have the blame placed on him.
Yeah,
and
he was a top suspect,
basically. And this kind of started because he found a hat, a blue hat, attached to something. They were accidentally attached. Was it a policeman top or something attached to a blue hat in Boston property?
Yeah, some kind of blue material. I don't know if it's a blanket or
that. Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but they were all saying it was too obvious a hint. Technically, it wasn't a hint, but they were connected together when Jin found them. And I did feel sorry for Jin in this moment because this was when they were all around the table, like, pointing out who they suspected, and it was all on Jin, and he couldn't really defend himself.
Whenever they did these, the night meetings is when they gave their clues and who they thought it was. RM got so heated in all of them, every single one. Like, he was really heated over saying it was Jin, really. I felt like he was getting really worked up about it, taking it very seriously. And then the second meeting, he's accused because some contract or paperwork is found saying that his character's moving to the Blue Village.
This was so funny because he just kept saying it's my background character story.
But the way he gets so, like, it just was really cracking me up. I thought RM was hilarious, and I actually didn't think he was a suspect at all because he was so serious. I mean, I would be surprised if anyone thought he was.
I didn't suspect him, and I didn't suspect Jin in these moments.
No.
I thought both of them, they were acting too well.
Yeah, I didn't really have any suspicions. I felt like it's really hard to tell because, like, a lot going on. But if anything, I thought the person who was most out of character was Jungu because he didn't seem to find anything and he didn't do that much either. I just wasn't sure of him. He was kind of in the middle line.
I didn't really suspect him only because I thought if he was given something, maybe he would be having more fun with it. I felt almost like he seemed a bit bored, like he was just going around just trying to find anything. The second person I actually suspected was Sugar. The only person I didn't suspect was V, who it turned out was V and Sugar were the other two. But I did suspect Sugar because, again, like with Jimin, he was very into it and a little out of character when it comes to games. He tried to set up Jin as well near the beginning. He wrote a lot of M's and planted, like, M's on things, which was the name of Jin's bank, I think.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to point the blame at him. He then found evidence that set him up. It was something to do with a bus ticket. Sugar says that he hopes no one finds it. He ends up finding it with J-Hope, doesn't he?
J-Hope
sees him find it. And then when it's brought up and J-Hope says that you found the bus ticket, Sugar quickly turns the blame onto J-Hope. And I just find this moment so funny because he's like, you planted it there, J-Hope's face.
It's just like, what?
Yeah.
I just like how they get in these moments. Like, it's all really real.
I know. My favourite moments of these episodes were the little night briefings where everything got really heated. But I thought that V, he was just really good at this game. I didn't suspect him at all. Even though he was, like, quite quiet, he wasn't quite like how Jungu was, just sort of going around. You just kind of forgot about him in this game. I think all the members forgot about him and didn't even suspect it was him at all.
What I thought was really clever was when they showed at the end, they showed obviously what are they called, intruders?
Yeah.
What they did during the game. And V had a parcel that had the address, the Blue Village, and it would have gave him away. And the way he hid it in the cupboard.
Yeah.
And even when other people came and searched their rooms, and he just protected the cupboard, really. I thought that was really clever of him. Because I never noticed that.
No, me either. He was given the spreading the evidence of RM, his back character. He was given that piece of information to spread. And unlike Sugar and Jimin, who spread it around to everyone and kept going on and on about it, V brought up, like, once to, like, one or two other members, and then they spread it, and then he was quiet about it after that. So he like silently gave over his evidence without drawing too much attention to himself.
Oh, well, it did work though, because in the end, I mean, him and Jungkook got the least votes. Yeah. Oh no, wait, J-Hope got no votes.
Oh yeah, J-Hope. What I thought was also funny was Jungkook actually found that parcel that hidden in a jacket, which straight away the hiding place is very suspicious, I would have thought.
Well, and yeah, just why would there be a box in a jacket unless it was a clue? I mean, you're looking for clues, so you look for something out of the ordinary.
I didn't even look at the box or anything. I just don't know what Jungkook was really thinking during this. He made a joke saying that he was going to lose his policeman position after this. But overall, I did find this episode enjoyable to watch, mostly because of how into it all the members came, like defending themselves and the little hidden challenges that they did. And I just really enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, I liked just some of the funny moments, like for instance, how I'm getting worked up so much and everyone suspecting Jin, although I felt really sorry for him at one point because everyone was actually running away from him and leaving him behind. But overall, I did like it, but it's not one of my top run episodes as others that are similar to this too, like where they do kind of hunts and stuff that I prefer a bit more than this one.
Now on to episodes 49 and 50. This is where BTS react to highlights from their highest ranked run episodes. I wasn't actually surprised by the fan ranking. I could already picture the Photo Zone one, the one we really like being in there. And also the episode where Suga is a girl. I thought that would be up there.
Oh yeah, just I remember you telling me before that was
how popular that one episode was. So they were the two that first sprung to my mind. And Lorraine and I decided to rank our top five run episodes. And these are only the run episodes we've discussed in the podcast so far, because Lorraine obviously hasn't seen all the run episodes.
Yeah.
But to be honest, thinking about it, a lot of these probably would still be in my top five, because there's some really good ones,
I think. So you're saying that we've seen the best of them?
There's still a few. I still think of three that spring to mind, which I'm so excited for you to watch. I'll mention it when we actually come to it, but it's still a bit of a way off yet. So in my fifth position, it's episode 14, and this is a part two, and it's where the members are at Mount Water Park, I think it's called. And I really love this one, particularly because of the
water slide of maths.
The water slide, and they have to answer maths equation. And I just remember this really hilarious part where J-Hope gets all this water in his face, and I just think the challenge itself is so random and really funny.
Yeah, I remember really liking that one. I think, doesn't Jimin get stuck in the water slide in that one?
Yeah.
And RM's annoyed because he gets the question wrong.
Yeah, that's
right.
I can
definitely remember it. Yeah, it's a really good one. Okay, fifth for me is episode 31, and it's the games from the Korean variety show, which I think was actually in their list of what was voted 1 to 5.
Yeah.
And I just like it because this one, Sugar's the MC and he's full of energy. And I like when he's doing that game with what's in the box and he keeps doing it really fast. And doesn't this one have the tomatoes song?
It does, yeah.
Which I just think is hilarious. And I wasn't sure whether to put it higher on the list, but I put it at number five, but I waver in whether it's a little bit higher.
I completely agree with that, because in fourth position for me is that exact episode 31. And for the same reasons as you, is why I love this episode. I just found it so hilarious. I love Sugar in it. There was that moment too when he can't close the box door properly, gets caught. There's so many really funny, memorable parts in it.
And at number four for me, I have one of the early episodes, episode 5, and it's where BTS versus the crew, where they do it down the line. And I like that one because I like the idea of it, what they do, where they have to each do a part on the line. But for me, what I really liked was the whole part with the crisp packet when J-Hope couldn't do it, and Jin surprisingly was really good at opening the crisp with his feet. So for my own biased reasons, that episode for me was just really, really funny.
For me, in third place is episode 34, and this is a part two, and is where BTS play various games including Spot the Difference and Bingo. And I really like this one because particularly because of Sugar, again, he's just getting so frustrated saying that people are copying and then he copies, and I just find it really funny.
And then third for me is episode 43, where they test their five senses. which we haven't seen that long ago, but what I really liked is I really liked the episode, and what I loved even more was being able to do it ourselves as well, test our senses. I just thought the whole thing was a really memorable, enjoyable episode.
Yeah, I really love that episode as well. Did find it really hard because that was one of the episodes I was also thinking about including in the top five. In second place for me is episode 33, and this is part one to the last episode I just mentioned, and this one is where they play the photo zone game. I literally am crying watching this episode. I was close to put it in first position, and I think I said to you before that it was my favourite, but something's actually topped this the second time round watching them. But I just find it so funny.
In second place for me is also episode 33. Exactly the same. I love the photo zone one. I just think it's really hilarious when we watch it. And I'm not surprised it's on their list as well. I'm wondering whether we'll have the same first one too.
Yeah, me too.
This one and the one I've got in first place, they automatically came to my mind. Mm-hmm. The other three I had to think just for a minute because there's so many others as well.
I'm the same.
But the top two I got instantly.
Originally, this was the one I was going to put in second place, but it was so funny when we watched it together. So many funny parts.
It can't be the same one. Is it the Christmas one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
mine too. Episode 32, Christmas special. It's the one where J-Hope's going around cutting the pigs.
Yeah.
There's so many funny moments in this.
Yeah, when I was doing the ship episode of J-Hope and Sugar, I had to watch this episode all the way through because I just loved it. I was laughing hysterically as much as the first time. I think, yeah, it's definitely one of my favourites. I think it would stay favourite.
The two I really want you to see, at the moment, I would still say this is my favourite, the Christmas special, but like I said, this wasn't at number one until we watched it. So things can change when you watch it the second time round. But yeah, this is just so, so funny, this episode.
Our list wasn't that far off each other, was it?
No.
I thought we had three the same.
And the two you said, they would definitely be high for me.
And two you said would be high for me.
Now on to episode 50, which is a part two from 49. They're still at the award ceremony. In this part, the members are all given an award. Jimin, he wins the cutest member. RM, the most considerate. Jungkook wins for sport. Jin wins for cooking. V, overacting. Sugar as the MC. And J-Hope for sound effects. And by the end, you kind of could tell who was going to win because each member was going to win award. But I do know there's something that really upset you during this episode.
This will probably be one of my least favourite run episodes because of this moment where Jin, I felt so bad for him. Jimin is presenting the MC and it's between Sugar and Jin, and they both really want the award. You can tell that they are both excited about it. And Jimin says that Jin won it, and everyone is like congratulating Jin, who's standing up really happy about it, going over to get it. And then suddenly, no, Sugar's actually the real winner, and it just all happened so fast. I didn't even realize what happened.
I was a bit lost for a second.
And Jin just looks heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken, and it's so upsetting to watch. And even after, like, Sugar gets the award, it happens really fast then, him collecting the award.
Yeah, even Sugar rushes up to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know how he knows how to react in this moment.
As the awards go on, Jin still looks upset. I just feel so bad for him as Jin boys as well. It's just, this is a heartbreaking episode to watch, I think.
Jin, he then goes to play the same similar trick on Jimin, but very quickly.
Yeah.
And when he wins the cooking, it's kind of obvious he's going to win cooking. He says a comment saying that he wanted to win for his entertainment, something along that line. So he was more disappointed that he was going to win for a cooking thing.
I think with the MC one as well, it was more exciting for him because he didn't expect it as much. Like the cooking one, if that had came first, I think he would have expected it. But because it was the MC, and they're both good MCs.
And Sugar MCs
more. I mean, I wasn't sure who was going to get it. I really didn't know.
That's why I was surprised, because at first of all, I thought it's got to be Sugar because he MCs more. But the episodes where Jin has been the MC, they've been so memorable because of Jin. Because of Jin being really over the top and playing up to the camera. And I think that in that moment, Jin thought those few episodes he was MC and the other awards that were given were Best Chemistry Awards, and they were to V and Sugar, Jin and RM, and J-Hope, Jimin and Jungkook. I was a little surprised about the partnership that won the chemistry at the time. I can see it now it was given, but I remember when they were partnered up in these groups, it weren't the pairing I initially thought was going to win. But Jin and Ara make sense because there's been a lot of, especially the cooking episodes, we've talked about it when the two of them together have been really funny.
Sugar and V, I remember there was a time when they, was it a Bon Voyage when they first got paired together and everyone made a big deal out of their pairing?
Yeah, they said
maybe
that they didn't.
Maybe that's where it came from.
Yeah, perhaps, because they joked saying that they always argue and they had to hold hands to stop an argument occurring.
But what I thought was funny was at this part, before they got the awards, there was three awards on the table, and I think it was Jin pointing something out. What did he say about it now?
Yeah, I remember its part because I thought it was funny. They said, well, it's obviously got to be J-Hope, Jimin and Jungkook who win because there's three awards sat there. But it was actually...
The parents.
The parents,
and I didn't realise it was going to be the parents.
No, I thought this moment was funny.
But overall, I did like them obviously all getting an award or getting something. But I did think, like you said, as it went on, you knew they would all get one. And for me, like I said, I just... not so keen on this episode because of that one heart-wrenching moment. So I wouldn't put it right up there, but I think it was a good way to celebrate their 50th episode.
In episode 51, it is the episode where they carry out a mission in an amusement park. The teams are Jungkook and V, Jimin and Jin, and RM, J-Hope and Sugar. That Lotto World, and the first mission they have to do is they're riding the ship ride. I don't know the name of the actual
ride.
Well,
I just call it pirate ship.
Pirate ship.
I don't know if that's what it's called.
It's basically that rocking pirate ship.
That's what pirate ship.
But I don't mind this ride myself. I hated it to start with when I first went on it, but I really got into it. But I just hate how it turns your stomach when you go down.
I'm okay going on it, but I prefer to sit right in the middle.
Me too.
Like, so you're at the points where it doesn't go to its highest.
Yeah.
And they had to sit obviously at the top ends of the ship each.
I don't think I've ever sat at the highest.
I never have.
Point.
I've always sat in the middle. So I don't know how it'd be way up there, probably a bit worse, I think. But I suppose if you close your eyes, it's not too bad.
What was their mission, though? Was one of the members trying to explain something and
the
other one
they
had
to
guess
to
what it was?
Describe something and the other member had to guess what they were describing.
The first team on it were V and Jungkook, and the two of them, especially Jungkook, really loves rides, so he wasn't scared at all, neither was V, and they did really well at this.
Yeah, they did. I think they got like four things right.
Yeah, and it was funny because after they were on it, Jungkook asked if he could ride on it again, just sit behind.
Yeah,
and
he was really excited when he was told yes. He ran back up there. V went back on too, didn't
and
he?
And Jin sat on it too at this point. With RM, Sugar and J-Hope, RM was describing the word... And J-Hope and Sugar did more screaming than actually answering the questions, especially Sugar. We didn't really see him.
I didn't hear him answer anything. I don't know if he did guess anything. It was hard to hear, but J-Hope was screaming obviously louder too. And when J-Hope was answering, it was answering in a scream, so you could hear him more. But it was really hard to hear Sugar if he said anything at all. I'm not sure. But I thought the whole thing, it was... Well, I'm guessing that's why they did it, to make it harder, but it would be really hard to hear across a ride like that anyway.
Yeah, I think I'd hurt my throat.
I wasn't sure why they had put these two games together. I'm guessing just because they thought it would be difficult.
And then the last team were Jin and Jimin.
They did the worst.
Yeah, they didn't do very well at all.
Well, Jin was describing, and I actually thought Jin was doing really well, because he obviously gets scared of things, and he often screams on rides. But he was really describing everything, I thought, best he could. And Jimin just wasn't having any of it.
I could just tell by his face, like that face you pull when your stomach turns.
Yeah, he was leaning to one side, not looking in the direction. I think Aaron, he was sat next to Jin, I think he said he had closed his ears off because he just was so scared, didn't like the ride at all. I think he said a few times later on that was the worst ride, the pirate ship. So they actually didn't get any, I don't think.
No, I don't think they did. And then the next ride they went on was the log flume, log water ride. Again, I don't know
I've
the name.
I've seen a log flume.
We've been on this ride a lot, haven't we? Because in the parts when we've said before we hate rides, it felt like the biggest ride we could go on, but I never liked it.
I never did.
We just went on it just because we could.
Yeah. Well, we've been on lots of different ones because we went on one aboard once before too, and... The one that I always think of, though, is the one at Drayton Manor.
Oh, yeah, me too. That yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, and I can't stand that. Like, I just hate getting the drop. I keep thinking, why do I do it?
I hate the drop, and I hate getting wet on the ride, especially if it's not like a very nice day. You stay wet for ages.
Take the pirate ship over.
Me too. But they had to do an unusual thing for this challenge. They had to blow a bubble.
I had to be caught in the picture that takes your ride under the log flume.
And RM said that he couldn't blow a bubble, so he was allowed to sit out of this one, although he did ride the ride.
Yeah, it was really unusual though, because they had a practice round each. And on the practice, for some reason, RM went alone. But when it came to the real thing, he was in the boat with them.
And when he was alone, he was saying he was lonely.
I just thought it was really unusual. I thought that Jin and Jimin did the best, because when their picture came at the end, I thought their bubbles were the best looking.
Yeah, they were. They were really good.
Jin was really positioned upright, focused. And Jimin was sat really good. You could see it so clearly. I just thought it was a really good picture of what they wanted. And Jungkook and V, they did blow bubbles, but
they were very small.
Yeah, and I think it was pointed out that they were quite small.
And so it wasn't actually allowed.
Yeah, well, I do think it was kind of fair, because I mean, this is hard, because if they all manage to blow the bubbles, they have to work it out some way.
Yeah, I thought it was fair.
J-Hope's teams was J-Hope, RM and
Sugar.
Yeah, they blew the bubbles, and I did think they were good sized bubbles, but I still thought Jin's and Jimin's were better.
Me too, because I thought that Sugar's popped. I mean, he said himself that it burst during the ride, and on the picture, it kind of looked like it was slightly popped.
About to pop or something. Mm. But they actually won with that picture, and I was really surprised about how that worked out, but it wasn't really said, was it?
No, it wasn't.
I just didn't think it was so fair. Like, with the first round, you're obviously going off of how many you guess right, so it's easy to work out. But with this one, I just was a bit lost how they worked out, because they all managed to technically blow bubbles.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think it was the best game.
And then the last one, they won the roller coaster, a ride that I don't even think I could sit on.
No, it was one of those ones where there's lots of loops in it. And everyone kept saying it was so noisy too. There was one part where it went, well, it looked kind of like, well, it was all lit up. Yeah,
spiral. You know, the part where
it was all lit up? I would say underground, but I don't think it was underground. But it was just unusual dip.
The part that I would hate, though, would be the going upside down. I can't stand rides that send you upside down.
Oh, I think I've only ever been on one ride that put me upside down.
And on this ride, Jungkook and V, they had to memorise a sentence. They all saying didn't make sense.
Yeah, I think they both had, like, words, and then at the end, they had to put their words together, and there would be a sentence out of them.
Jungkook and V, they were very focused in trying to remember theirs, and they obviously wasn't scared.
The whole ride around, they were very focused.
But unfortunately, they actually did forget when it came to it. Well, it didn't turn out right.
They couldn't work out what the sentence was for the words. I think that was the problem. I'm not sure if they did forget their words, because, like, V seemed like he was saying it like he thought it was right.
Yeah, well, they both seemed pretty confident to start with.
But they just couldn't work out the sentence. Mm. I think that was it.
With
Jin and
Jimin.
It's a bit of a mouthful, actually, having Jin and Jim. Jimin. Oh, no, I get one with Jin and Jimin on the team.
Jin did a lot of screaming in this ride.
But he was very quick to try to get back to memorising. It was unusual. He was very focused on memorising at the beginning. He was even telling Jimin, like, to focus on it. Then he got into screaming because it was going around. Then he quickly get back to memorising and then back to screaming. It's a bit of a mixture.
But I understand why he has to scream, because with me, whenever I go on, like, say, the log flume ride, I always have to scream going down it, and it's not because I'm scared, just screaming, it makes you feel like you're not experiencing the drop so much. So I always scream whenever there's kind of like a dip or any like fast movement. I have to scream always, so I'll be the same. I'll be on there screaming and people think I'm scared, but I wouldn't be scared.
The thing is, I don't know if he was that scared, because he actually went back
I think he did enjoy it. Have to scream. Well, I do. I always have to scream.
But yeah, I think some people just are like that on roller coasters, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, it's just hard to explain. It just takes off that feeling of the drop, because you're too busy screaming.
I do think he was doing really well to try and memorise his card at the same time. Jimin, he was also trying to remember, but then he kind of lost focus on it
Yeah,
too.
He actually did look a little bit more scared than Jin, I thought, yeah. on the ride.
Well, he didn't go back on even, but he did say it wasn't because he was scared.
Yeah, he did say
but
that.
I'm not sure, because I think most of the rides, all the members went back on them apart from Jimin. And when they got off, they tried to remember it. I think they recited it once, but they couldn't get it from it. And they were told to say it again slower. But Jin just couldn't remember.
No.
And he just kind of gives up. And does RM guess it correct?
Does he? I don't know. I must have missed
that. I thought that RM said something. And I'm sure they said it correct. And I thought, I was certain that Jin said to give them the 3 points. Yeah. And I was really taken back.
I must have missed that part.
And like I said, Jin and Jimin, they did recite the whole thing the first time round. But they just couldn't work it out from it. And if they did say it correctly, I'm sure RM might have.
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised, because on their team, we were saying when we were watching it that it didn't look like RM hardly looked at his.
I swear to God, I didn't see him look at it once.
I feel like I recall it right at the beginning, but that was
a glance.
Yeah, like hardly anything at all. And we were saying he must have a photographic. He must do.
I was just so taken back because, I really can't recall it at all, him looking at the card. I was unsure at one point if he had a card until I saw it tied around.
J-Hope and Sugar were really looking at theirs. They went through moments, yeah. obviously, when they were doing their screaming and they were getting a bit scared, but then they were straight back to looking at their notes. But RM,
he's
enjoying the ride.
Oh, I thought he wasn't going to bother. I thought he was going to wing it, guess it. I mean, I know he's done it in the past, so they'll just go with it. And so I thought maybe he'll just do that, try guess a sentence.
Yeah, that's
or
what he did with that episode where they had to count the money on the
yeah,
exercise bike.
Yeah, and I thought it was going along those lines. Enjoy the vibe, and I'll just have a guess
and
later.
And he got that right too with the guessing of the money.
But I mean, he had to say all the words with them, so I just don't get it. But they did actually get it right. They were the only team to get it right.
Yeah, they were.
And I was just really, really shocked about it. Overall, I did really enjoy the episode. I liked what they had to do. I just thought some of the games combined with the rides was a bit unusual. I think there was other things they potentially could have done that would make it a bit more better.
I just thought it was funny watching the members on the rides. What team won in the end? It was
RM, J-Hope and
Sugar, the team which no one I think were suspecting would win.
No,
this
we didn't actually remember to guess at the beginning.
No, we didn't.
But
you said you would have guessed Lee and Jungkook.
And
I think I would have done the same, to be honest, just because I knew how much Jungkook loves rides,
it
and he'd be
like
more relaxed and
well, he was,
yeah,
pretty much.
And they all won a ramen cooker at the end, which they were all very excited about. This,
yeah,
Jungkook recognized it just from the box.
Yeah, no, I didn't know how they knew straight away. What
I'm guessing
one.
They've been wanting it for a while.
They were talking about taking it with them on trips.
Yeah. In the next episode, we're discussing the Burn the Stage series.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.